on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Yeah, interesting. Warren Inch was intimating last week that things were starting to move as far as this Toyo accordingly investigation is concerned. And now this is what Chris Calcino has written in the Cairns Post. An extradition order has been issued to India for the man accused of murdering Toyo accordingly, as new details are emerging about the police campaign to nail the fugitive. Because a whole lot of people think, oh, what's going on? There's no police efforts. Well, there was obviously a lot going on behind the scenes. However, it says here, the former Queensland Law Society president and criminal lawyer Bill Potts has warned there was still a long road ahead. I've got the member for Leichhardt on the line. G'day, Warren.
G'day, John. How are you,
mate? I don't know if you watched the 60 Minutes coverage last night.
I was in it, mate. I helped to facilitate it, actually. But the interview that that I was part of, they obviously decided that they didn't need that. Mm. However, having said that, I spoke to the producer Simon. A couple of days ago to let him know, and in fact I got a text back from him yesterday. Huge thanks for everything you did with our story on Toya's tragic death. We could not have done the story without you, and from a personal point of view, I'm incredibly impressed with your ability to make the extradition move to the next step. And so, you know, that was nice from him. But it was a heart-wrenching story, and I understand the frustration. But as I've explained to Toya's mum when I told her that it had been signed off, Toya, I think, is so many of us, everybody's daughter up there. We all feel the pain, and we're desperate to get some sort of closure on it. I certainly wear the stickers on my cars and on my office and everything else. You know, we're never going to let it go. And but what's the problem that we've had, John? And it, I don't think it was adequately explained in the 60 Minutes program, is that we do have an extradition order arrangement with India. It is a sovereign country. We just can't send our police over there and look for him. We've got to rely on the approval now. And India does have that extradition arrangement, but it's a very complex one. And what they require is a very high level of evidence of proof. You just can't write and say we want to go on Joe Bloggs or Mr. Singh, who's somewhere over in India. They won't accept that. You've got to be able to present a very, very strong case. And this is where the delays started to come in, working between the Queensland Police, who are preparing that brief of evidence, and the federal government, who, because it's an international jurisdiction, are the ones that have to send it through. And so it was going backwards and forwards on quite a number of occasions as they built up that evidence of brief or of proof, because it almost, in India, you almost got to prove a case before they're likely to accept it, and there's no point in sending it over if it's not right, because you might only get one whack at it. And so this is why it's been backwards and forwards. When that 60 Minutes program was actually produced, the proof or the expedition as back was with the Queensland government, with the police there, and they were working on further information, which they completed, and they sent off to back to the attorney's office. And as it turned out, I chased up with the attorney's office when it arrived back, and I spoke to the to Amanda Stoker. I said, we've got to get this one signed off. You've got to sign it off. It's been enough. You know, it's taken long enough. And to Amanda's credit, she had a look and actually signed it off I think it was Friday night. She signed the extradition order off. It then had to get sealed. And then from there, it goes across to India. The other problem, of course, in India is one of the things that they've embraced probably better than most from their colonial past is bureaucracy.
Exactly.
And so you've got to have everything right. Now, it's done. It's over there now. You would have seen there was in that they're already talking to the police. There has been discussion, but they can't do anything. They're waiting on a request from the Australian government. They know where the family is, etc., over there. So now that goes over, if the brief is as good as we hope it is, then the Indian government will accept it, and at that point they will issue a warrant for his arrest. Now, if they locate him and they arrest him, that's when it starts to really happen. But remember also, and we've seen it happen. I remember you may remember a Tony Mulcahy in from a Victorian underworld figure that they got in Greece,
yeah.
And more recently that woman from Melbourne that had accusations against her at a Jewish school, and she had gone to Israel.
Yeah.
They are democratic countries, and so the rule of law applies, and they can appeal. And what was said was absolutely right. It could be further delays there, but this is a major step in the right direction. They've identified this individual. There is now a extradition order that has been sent to the Indian authorities. I'm hoping that they will actually accept that extradition request and issue the warrant for the arrest. And so it's a very significant step in moving towards closure for not only for family, but also for Cairns community, because as I said to Prong Trimble, who's a mate of mine, who's been a spokesman there, and to Toya's mum, we all feel the pain on this one. It's just absolutely tragic, and we all want to see some level of closure and justice for Toya.
No.
And they'll grub out of the cyst, whoever it is, if it's proven guilty, so he doesn't hurt another beautiful person.
Now, Bill Potts has mentioned, as you have, these legal appeals. He also mentions a massive administrative backlog. Now, Bill Potts is saying, don't get too excited. There could be, I don't know, another couple of years or whatever in this. I got the feeling in watching the television presentation last night that his family, would know where he is. I got the sense that there'd been contact or is contact. Did you get that feeling watching 60 Minutes last night or not?
I'm not sure they know where his family is over there.
Yes, I know, because they had Ben the family on the screen.
Yeah, Ben and his family over here when he left a couple of days afterwards. But he's clearly the family, they've found where he lives, where his family is over there.
Yes.
I didn't get a sense that the family were overly cooperative.
Oh, no,
over
there. They were definitely uncooperative. Obviously,
however,
to cut the TV cameras away.
Yeah, however, the senior police officer that was prosecuting it made it very, very clear he had nothing there, nothing to act on at the moment, but he would definitely act on it if something was received. And that gives me hope.
Yeah, I think it gives a whole lot of people hope up here, Warren. I'll have to leave you now. We'll talk about the Masters building, because that's a significant story. You'll have to do it tomorrow or the next day, whenever you're free.
Okay, mate. Yes, no worries.
Thanks for your help today. He's the member for Leichhardt. He's actually in the National Capital today, and busy on other matters, but he's come to the phone to give us those updates on this matter. Very, very important matter to the community up here in far north Queensland.